So earlier this week, Kelly had a paranormal-like experience at her house.
That's what it felt like.
So it was a couple days, and this happened first.
Middle of the night, I come down. And the treadmill is on, running at a high rate of speed.
You said 87, right?
Like it looked like about 87.
87, and it was on.
There was no one there.
High
rate of speed looked like it had been on for about 35 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Really weird.
So you turned it off, unplugged it.
Yep.
Okay.
So last night I used it a little bit, and I don't think I unplugged it. I turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
Came downstairs again this morning. It had been on for, I think, 75 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It'd been on for a while, but the speed was 44.
So, slower speed.
Slower speed. Had been on longer.
Yeah.
By the time I discovered it.
Have you... Okay.
So, I'm just confused. If it's a technical malfunction...
Yeah.
Why is it varying the speed? And that, again, that is something that you have to manually increase with either the remote that's sitting on the windowsill or the plus and minus signs on the keypad.
I just Googled, can treadmills turn on by themselves? And the AI summary says treadmills typically require manual activation via a power button or safety key.
Yep.
Some models have automatic features that can activate after inactivity.
Okay, why does it do that? If it's sensing no one is using it, why is it spontaneously turning on? What's that feature about?
So here's another thing that it said. Malfunctions or electrical issues can cause a treadmill to turn on unexpectedly.
Okay, but what about the speed increase?
I would imagine
again,
that would
something
be
you have to manually like step by step do.
So beep, it would beep, be beep, beep, it would be two buttons, it. Right? It would be
two
to turn
buttons.
It on and then another button to actually turn up the speed.
Yes, or turn down the speed.
Yeah.
Like that is a manual process where you have to keep pressing the speed button to increase it to wherever you want to go. And it takes a while to get it up to a high rate of speed. Lots of clicks of the button.
There are a lot of people who are texting in with their theories.
Okay, what are some of the major ideas?
I don't know. Tony's saying something is a rheostat. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But the rheostat controls the speed. Don't know what that means. Sabrina said, hey, how old is this treadmill?
It's not very old. It's maybe a year old. It's like it's Waipu. Fitness.
Did you get this off
Amazon,
of Facebook?
Yes, Amazon.
Marketplace?
No, not Facebook. Nope. Okay. Nope. It's brand new. Amazon. Like really kind of like a, it's not a big monstrous treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small little, you can fold it down and tuck it away.
Amy texts in, you know what else can manually turn on treadmills?
What?
Ghosts.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to start calling this thing Dreadmill.
You know what? Someone else, because we were talking about the fact that it does have a remote start on it, and you were like, no dog could have like stepped on it and activated itself.
Well, the remote isn't on and off. It's just the speed.
What, but you can't use the remote. Like if you hit up speed, it won't turn on.
No.
So it's got to be manually turned on. The remote won't turn it on.
No.
Okay. Correct. Because someone else had suggested maybe your neighbor has the same model and the remote that they're using is getting tied up with yours. Anyways.
And no, Jamie, I don't have cats. No cats. I have three pugs who sleep in the laundry room.
Yeah.
They're not tall enough to access any of the controls.
Yep. So, yeah, as a lot of people are texting, like Annie, it's obviously ghosts. There's no other reasonable explanation.
There is no other, exactly.
Okay.
This is it. Right. That's where we're landing.
All right. So,
I have a ghost that's interested in fitness.
Are you going to put a camera? I think you should.
I feel like now I have to.
You got
to
put a camera on it and you got to leave it plugged in tonight.
I'll leave it plugged in tonight.
And just see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, we'll get an update again tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Kelly, it's that's probably what it is. It's a fitness-loving ghost.
Fitness-loving ghost.
Yeah.
watch, nothing will happen when it knows it's being watched.
It's like, oh, I'm just too shy and bashful.
Uh-huh.
It's your bashful fitness
bizarre.
Ghost.
Bizarre. I'm just, the biggest thing, yeah. Like I can get a technical glitch
sure.
turning it on maybe.
Yeah.
But the Twice. Speed.
Oh, the speed,
the
yeah.
varying speed is throwing me off.
Interesting.
Like, how is that getting jacked up by itself?
Preston rolled in and said, Kelly, obviously the lower speed on the treadmill was because of the longer distance your ghost was traveling. Leave them alone.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Like the first time I caught them in sprinter
higher intensity, mode, right, yes, yeah. higher intensity, shorter yeah. distance. This is a longer run. I get it.
I am going to have to go back and read some reviews on Amazon and see if this has happened to anybody else of this particular model that I got.
Okay. Well, you know, good luck, Kelly. Keep us posted on... keep us posted.
Okay.
Do the thing tomorrow and
all right.
figure that out.
And yes, you're right, Natalie. I shouldn't hate on the ghost for trying to lose weight. You're right. New Year resolution.
It can only be Kelly where no one's siding with Kelly and people are saying, listen, give the
right.
ghost a chance.
Absolutely. Why are you interrupting the ghost workout?
Yeah, obviously, Kelly, you did something
turning
wrong.
Turning it off. Obviously, someone's using it.
Everyone is invested in your ghost on the treadmill. And by invested, I mean invested in the ghost's fitness, obviously.
Absolutely.
Natalie, maybe the ghost is late on his New Year's resolution. Don't hate the ghost for trying to lose weight.
Sure.
Ratatatnat has an idea on why your treadmill keeps turning on mysteriously
yeah.
in the middle of the night.
It could totally be that the three of your pugs stand back to back to back, and the one on top is able to push the button.
Your
pugs stack on top of each other.
I don't think that they're
Listen,
forming a plan.
What do
to
you
freak
even
Mom
know
out with this?
How tall pugs are? Because your pugs are maybe only what 8 inches tall.
Yeah, they're not that tall, and they don't. They do like to pile on each other and nap.
That would be
but
hysterical.
This, that
to
would
see,
be way
though.
Too much work for them to try to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, yeah
they're
I don't feel
lazy
like
potatoes.
I was gonna say I don't feel like your pugs are doing that.
I did find, so I looked it up in our orders, and it's currently unavailable right now. Just scrolling through some of the reviews.
Yeah, because someone had said, hey, why don't you look up the reviews on the treadmill and see if anyone else...
Someone did say that it would trip the breakers.
So I bet it's an electrical thing.
Yeah. But it's just really weird, again, the speed, the varying speed.
Again, someone else suggested it's because the ghost was doing intervals, a longer run one day.
Mm, you're right.
Shorter tempo runs on another.
It really is rude of me to interrupt their workout.
Melissa texts in 502-795-1997 says, it's upsetting that you have to worry about fitness in the afterlife. Yeah.
It is. You shouldn't have to worry about that at all. So far, no one is saying in the reviews. They're just saying what a great
ghosts,
deal it is.
Ghosts love it.
It's good overall view.
Now, number one with ghosts.
Right. I should probably add one. I'll add one. Just say, hey.
Are you going to ask the question or just say...
Anyone notice? Or maybe I'll upload my video and just say...
Do you say the G word?
Hmm. I don't know.
In your post on Amazon?
Maybe I can say there could be another person we were unaware is in our house using the equipment in the overnight hours.
Okay. Anyone else have...
It's only during the overnight, too.
How do we know...
Which is interesting.
I mean, to the ghost, maybe it's not overnight.
Hmm.
Because we don't know what time zone they're in.
True.
There could be different time zones.
I mean, if you're going to be hanging out in my house, though, you should probably adhere to this time zone.
All right. Well, anyways, keep us...
Someone says it randomly stopped.
Okay.
Had to jiggle the wires to get it going again.
Well,
most of the time, though, it does the job.
It sounds like you got a black market off-brand.
Maybe.
On Amazon.
It was delivered with a ghost that's just been hanging out and dormant for the year that we've had it. year and a couple months that we've had.
I'm thinking it's got to be just an electrical thing. So keep us posted, though.
Everyone's just like, worth it. Highly recommend. Great product. Very nice so far. Setup's pretty easy.
Again, ghosts love it.
Ghosts love it.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to add my review.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
But again, it's currently unavailable right now, so I don't know if that's even going to matter.
Maybe it'll be a moot point.
Maybe.
All right.
But for right now, I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to set up a little camera. I don't know, like, we're going to have to try to find a camera we can, like, run all night.
Okay.
In the middle of the night.
If only they made those.
We have phones now. We had a camcorder.